justice and mercy.
今天早上我们要讨论两个主题，是公正和怜悯。
So I thought I'd start off the message by telling you a story about a lady who had some pictures processed in the pharmacy.
为此，今天早上我要告诉你们有关于一位女士去药房取她相片的故事。
After seeing the pictures, she looked at them and she handed them back to the pharmacist.
当她看完了那叠相片之后，她把这些相片交还给那个药房的人。
She says, these pictures look nothing like me. I want my money back. I want justice.
她说这些相片里的我看来不像是我。我要退钱，我要有公正的待遇。
So the pharmacist looked at the pictures. He looked at her. He looked back at the pictures.
这个药剂师看了一下这些照片，来看看他，然后又看看照片。
He said, "Lady, you really don't want justice. You want mercy."
他说，你要的不是要公正的待遇，你需要的是怜悯。
I thought I'd start the message off in a little humorous way because the message we have today is a very serious message on the nature of Christian warfare.
虽然今天在信息开始的之前，我跟大家分享一个笑话，但是今天我们的信息是有关一个很严肃的问题。
Our biblical story is a very familiar one about Joshua and the Battle of Jericho.
那是有关于在圣经里面这段故事，大家可能都很熟悉是在耶利哥城的故事。
And as you all know, we want to make personal application, and it touches our lives in three ways.
我们大家都知道说，在我们日常生活里面，我们希望能够从信息里面找到有三个能够应用在我们生命里面的。
First of all, we want to trust in the promises of God.
第一个，我们是需要信靠神的应许。
Secondly, we want to plan on relying on the power of God in our lives.
第二个是我们需要来有计划的依靠神的能力。
And thirdly, we must depend on the performance of God.
第三个我们要需要依靠神他的作为。
So let's begin by talking about the promises of God.
那我们第一个先来看看我们怎么样依靠神的应许。
The first point in our message is the promise. Verses 1 and 2 of Joshua chapter 6.
第一个我们来看神的应许就是在约书亚记第六章第一跟第二节里面。
John Chrysostom, the courageous preacher and martyr who lived from 347 AD to 407 AD said,
约翰凯撒斯通是一位很勇敢为主殉道的传教士，在主后340年时候生，然后407年死。他曾经说过，
He said, "You are a poor soldier if you think you can overcome without fighting."
他说，如果你想能够不战而胜，并且不经征战就能得冠冕的话，那你一定不可能是一个基督的好精兵。
And suppose that you can have a crown without conflict.
如果你能够得到一个冠冕而不需要经过征战的话。
Pastor John Chrysostom was right.
他说的实在是很对。
The Christian life involves challenge and conflict, whether we like it or not.
不管我们是喜不喜欢，基督徒的生命总是充满许多的挑战。
Our enemies are constantly waging war against us, and they're trying to keep us from claiming our inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ.
我们的敌人，不断地攻击我们，让我们不能承受在基督里面的基业。
The world, the flesh, and the devil is fighting against Christ and against we as his people.
今天在我们这个世界里，我们的肉体和撒旦也联合在一起来攻击基督和他的子民。
Just like the nations of Canaan were fighting against Joshua and the Jewish nation.
就像在迦南的外邦民族联合起来攻击约书亚和以色列人一样。
A pastor attended a court hearing to protest the building of a tavern near his church.And the public school.
有位牧师，他在法庭上抗议，有人要在他的教堂和一所公立学校旁边建一个酒吧。
The lawyer, for the tavern owner said to him, "I suppose I'm surprised to see you here today, Reverend."
这位酒吧的老板的律师对牧师说，我很奇怪，为什么你今天会在这里。
As a shepherd, shouldn't you be out taking care of the sheep?
一个牧者不是应该好好的照顾他的羊群吗？
The pastor replied, "Today I'm fighting the wolf."
牧师回答说，今天我需要与狼战斗。
You see, the Christian warfare is not against flesh and blood.
基督徒，我们不是与属血气的征战。
It's against enemies in the spiritual realm.
乃是与天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
With that being said, the Christian soldier stands in a position of guaranteed victory because Jesus Christ has conquered, he's defeated every spiritual enemy.
即使如此，基督精兵可以确定我们是一定会战胜的，因为耶稣基督已经打败了所有灵界里的敌人。
We're going to read some verses that speak to the prayer of the author of Hebrews and Peter and John's exhortation to us today.
我们来看看希伯来书里面的作者。使徒约翰和保罗的训诫。
Hebrews 13:20-21.
在希伯来书13:20-21里面如此说。
May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep.
但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神。
Equip you with every good for doing His will, and may He work in us what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
在各样的善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他喜悦的事，愿荣耀归于他，直到永永远远。Amen.
Apostle Paul says in Romans 8:31, "If God be for us,Who can be against us?
在罗马书八章三十一节里面，保罗说：“神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？”
John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
在约翰福音十六章三十三节里面，如此说：“我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。”在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Galatians 5:24 says, "Those who belong to Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and its desires."
加拉太书五章二十四节，他说：“凡属耶稣基督的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲，同钉在十字架上了。”
Let's read verses.1 and 2 of Joshua chapter 6.
那现在让我们来看一看约书亚记六章一到二节里面如何说。
But before I read it, I want to welcome all you back who are from where have you been this summer, whether it be Hong Kong or China or around the world someplace. Welcome back to the services this morning.
但是我没有继续之前我希望在这个时候借这个机会来欢迎那些今年夏天不在 Ann Arbor 的这些我们的会友跟朋友们，你们或许在香港或者在台湾或者在别的地方。
This morning I picked up a beautiful young lady named Rosalie. She was in Hong Kong for 2 months, teaching English and visiting with her family.
今天早上我带了一个女士刚从香港回来的，她在那边教英文。
These students are a real blessing to us, aren't they?
这些学生对我们来讲是一个很大的祝福。
Let's get back to the text. Now, Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in.
一节二节里面如此说，耶利哥的城门因以色列人就关得严谨，无人出入。
Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and fighting men."
耶和华晓谕约书亚说：“看哪，我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥的王，并大能的勇士都交在你手里。”
The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I've delivered Jericho into your hands."
主告诉约书亚：“今天我就要把耶利哥城交在你的手里。”
You see, the victory has already been won.
我们可以看到说，他们已经得胜了。
All Joshua and the people had to do was claim the promise.
约书亚和以色列子民只需要去支取这个应许。
Paul says in Romans chapter 6 verses 11-12 and Romans 8:37.
保罗在罗马书六章十一到十二节里面如此说。
He says, "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus."
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires.
向神在基督里却当看自己是活的，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王。
Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
使你们顺从身子的私欲，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Victorious Christians know the promises of God.
得胜的基督徒是那些知道神应许的人。
They believe the promises of God.
他们相信神的应许。
And they count on the promises of God as being true.
并且确认神的应许是真实的。
Someone has said it's possible to believe a promise and still not count it as being true and obey the Lord.
有人说过，人可能相信一个应许，但不确认，但也不顺服。
See, believing the promise is like accepting a check, but counting it as being true is like endorsing that check and cashing it.
相信应许就像收到一张支票一样，但是确认是需要在支票后签字，然后兑现的。
Say I had a check here for $1,000.
这里我有一张支票，是1000块的。
And I gave it to Brother James.
那我给了这个赵宪弟兄。
And then I take it back.
然后我把它拿回来。
Because you see, I have to have my name endorsed on this check.
那你们要知道，说我要在这背后面要在上面要先签字的。
And I have to write out $1,000 to James Chang.
然后我要写上1000块钱是给赵宪弟兄的。
There may not be enough money in my bank account to cover that. I don't know.
但是我在银行里面可能钱不够，不能让这个支票可以兑现。
But you know, in order for us to receive the promises of God, we've got to count them as being true because they're God's promises to us.
我们如果要能够得到神的应许的话，我们一定要确认说这个神的应许我可以去支取的。
Are you living a victorious Christian life?
你有活出基督的得胜的生命吗？
Are you identifying areas in your life that need to be addressed spiritually?
在你生命里，你能确定哪些属灵方面你需要对付的吗？
Then do you allow the Word of God and the Spirit of God to teach you and to show you your areas of need?
你能让神的话和圣灵在你属灵需要上来对你说话吗？
And then we need to take steps to take hold of these promises of God and obey Him in these areas that we need to obey Him in.
然后我们就要开始来紧抓着神的应许不放，而且要学习顺服神。
Make no mistake, we are all in a spiritual battle.
我们是真的在灵里面征战的。
The Lord wants us to be overcomers and conquerors through Jesus Christ.
主要我们借着基督成为得胜者。
And this spiritual battle takes place every day in our lives.
这个属灵的征战是我们天天要面对的。
Do you have an area of weakness?
你有哪些地方是你的弱点吗？
Where are you most vulnerable in your Christian walk?
在你基督徒的生命里面，哪一个是最能够让你跌倒的？
We need to find out the promises that God has given to us and walk in these promises.
我们需要找出神的应许，然后照着应许去行。
Discover the victory that God has for you in your Christian life.
发觉神要给你基督徒得胜的生命。
And experience the joy of a spirit-filled life.
经历充满圣灵生命的喜乐。
The Lord wants us to live in the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
主要我们活在使耶稣从死里复活有同样能力的生命。
And if we live in that power, we can ultimately glorify God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
如果我们能活出基督的能力，那我们便能活出一个能荣耀他名的生命。
Okay, we looked at the promise, now we need to look at the plan.
那我们看刚才看了这个应许，我们现在要来看我们怎么依靠神的计划。
As we investigate Joshua's plan of attack, let's consider the principle of how God actually delights and exalting our inability.
当我们来查验约书亚攻击敌人的计划的时候，让我们来思考这个原则，就是神喜欢喜乐，让我们知道我们的无能。
I know you can identify with what we're going to say here.
我希望我们大家都能够有同感。
It seems that God intentionally puts us in situations when we come face to face with our need for Him.
神似乎经常把我们摆在一个境况里面。让我们发现我们需要他。
In the process, he powerfully demonstrates his ability to provide us with everything we need in ways that we could never have imagined.
在这个过程里，他强而有力地彰显他供应我们所需的能力。
And ultimately, he brings glory and honor through his to his name.
超过一切我们所想的，最后他要借此来荣耀 和遵从他的名。
Joshua begins his attack of Jericho.
约书亚要开始攻击有坚强围绕的这个耶利哥城。
It's a very strong city with massive walls surrounding it.
耶利哥城是有一个非常坚强的城墙堡垒围住的一个城。
And as he stood before the city, I'm sure he sensed his inability and he comprehended the huge task that was before him.
当他站在耶利哥城前面的时候，我相信他一定能意识到他要完成的工作和他自己的不足。
You can almost picture Joshua as he listens to the commander in chief of the armies of Israel.
你可以想象到约书亚在那里听以色列军队的总指挥。
I want you to put yourself in Joshua's shoes as he listens to the battle plan.
如果你可以把你自己放在约书亚的位置的话，来听听他要作战的计划。
He may have thought, what kind of plan will it be?
他可能在想到底要怎么样来进攻。
Will it be a frontal attack?
从前方来进攻。
Will it be some kind of special trick?
或者是来使诈。
Or maybe we'll just lay siege to this city and starve them out.
或许我们就把城池把它围住，然后把他们都给饿死。
None of the above.
结果全都不是。
In verses 3 through 5, we get a summation of the battle plan for the victory at Jericho.
从第三到第五节里面告诉我们要攻下耶利哥城的战斗的计划。
He says, march around the city once with the armed men, do this 6 days.
他倒告诉说，你们的一切兵丁要围绕这城，一日围绕一次，六日都要这样行。
Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets.
7个祭司要拿7个羊角走在约柜前，到第7日，你们要绕城7次，祭司也要吹角。
When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout.And then the wall of the city will collapse, and the people will go in, every man straight in.
他们吹的角声拖长，你们听见角声，众百姓要大声呼喊，城墙就必塌陷，个人都要往前直上。
Let's be honest, that's weird.
老实说，这真是有点怪异。
If you're Joshua, you say, well, I want a second opinion on this battle plan.
如果你是约书亚，你可能想要去找第二个意见。
But let's not miss what God is doing.
但是不要让我们忽视了神他所要他的作为。
See, God is divinely orchestrating the events of the day so that in the end God would get the glory for all that would happen.
他亲自要借着神能力来操控那天的一切，使最后让神能够得荣耀。
This is how God works.
这就是神怎么样来做工。
He puts people in positions where they begin to recognize and are desperate for his power.
他把他指明放在一个境界，让他们认识实在需要依靠神的能力。
We can then begin to see how his plan is for us and how we can grow spiritually through the experiences he puts us through.
然后我们才能看见照着他的计划跟经历神在灵里面来成长。
And as a result, he shows us his provision and he displays his greatness in our lives.
最后的结果就是他要借着他的供应来彰显他自己的大能。
It is my prayer, and I believe the goal of our church, that we would set aside the mindset that we can achieve anything in and of ourselves.
我的祷告和目标是我们的教会会学习，不要认为我们自己可以靠自己的力量来成就任何的事情。
I don't want to settle for a church that gets by in its own power.
我不愿意在一个教会里面只靠自己的能力在做事工。
Don't we want to be a part of a church that radically trusts God's great power to provide for us.
我希望我们的教会是一个完全依靠神的能力来供应给我们无限的资源。
See, he wants to provide unlikely people like us with unlimited resources to make his name great.
他要我们来依靠他所给我们的资源来使他的名伟大。
We want to be part of a church that believes in the superior power of God.
我希望我们的教会会安息在神的超级的能力当中。
We want to be a church that's full of ordinary Christians seeking to commend ourselves and be led by an extraordinary God.
我们希望人会看见我们的教会是充满平凡的基督徒，寻求委身让不平凡的神的能力来带领的人。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord.
以赛亚书55:8-9，如此说，我的意念非同你的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
天怎么高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
In many sermons, I've been told that the way up is down, and I really believe that.
在许多我所听过的道里面，他说你要往上去的话，就先要往下。
As a church, we need to confess our desperate need for God.
我们是教会，需要承认我们极其的需要神。
We need to radically commit ourselves to Him and show Him strong on our behalf.
我们需要完全的委身，让他来为我们彰显他的坚强。
This is illustrated by the life story of George Mueller.
这可以从乔治·穆勒的一生中可以看出来。
Mueller pastored a church in Bristol, England in the 19th century for over 60 years.
穆勒是在19世纪的时候在英国毕基斯特做过60年牧师的一位传道人。
Although he was best known for the orphanage ministry he began.
虽然他最知名的是他孤儿院的事工。
During his life, he cared for more than 10,000 orphans.
在他一生中，他曾经照顾过超过10,000多名的孤儿。
Remarkably and intentionally, he never asked for money or resources to provide for these orphans.
很奇妙的，他定义不向任何人要钱或任何其他的资源。
Indeed, he simply prayed and he trusted God to provide.
他决定很单纯的靠着祷告来依靠神的供应。
When I was reading a little bit about Pastor George Mueller, I was amazed to learn why he actually started the orphanage.
当我读到有关乔治·穆勒生平时候，我很惊讶，他当初为什么要开孤儿院。
His primary purpose was not to care for the orphans.
他主要的原因不是为了要照顾这些孤儿。
Instead, this is what he wrote in his journal.
他在日记中他如此写。
If I, a poor man, simply by prayer and faith,
如果我只是一个穷人的身份，可以只靠着祷告而信心。
Obtained without asking any individual the means for establishing and carrying on an orphan house.
但是却能得到我所需要来建立和继续一家孤儿院的话。
There would be something which, with the Lord's blessing, might be instrumental in strengthening the faith of the children of God.
我就可以借着神这样的祝福，成为坚固神儿女信心的一个媒介。
Besides being a testimony to the consciences of the unconverted.
同时也能成为一个向还未信主之人的良心做好见证。
Of the reality of the things of God.
也同样能见证神的信实。
This then was the primary reason for establishing the orphan house.
这就是他为什么要成立孤儿院的主要的原因。
The first and primary object of the work was and still is.
这施工第一个和最主要的目标就是，而且现在还是。
That God might be magnified by the fact that the orphans under my care are provided with all they need.
这孤儿院完全是靠着祷告和信心，完全不靠我或我的同工向任何人筹款。
Only by the prayer and faith without anyone being asked by me or my fellow laborers.
我从来不向任何人要求捐款。
Whereby it may be seen that God is faithful still and hears prayers still.
这个经历还能够看到神的信实和他依然听我们的祷告。
Mueller decided that he wanted to live in such a way that it would be evident to all that looked on his life, Christian and non-Christian alike.
他希望他的生命的见证能够让所有不管信主的还是不信主的都能够很清楚的看到。
That God was indeed faithful to provide for his people.
神是如何的信实的来供应他的子民。
He delights in using ordinary Christians like you and me.
他很愿意乐意来用我们平凡的基督徒。
People who have come to the end of themselves and choose to trust in God's extraordinary provision for their lives.
他们认识自己的无能，却选择依靠他不平凡的供应。
God stands ready to allocate His power to all who will radically trust Him and radically devoted to Him and make much of Him in their lives.
神随时都预备好，要按时分配他的能力给所有完全依靠他和完全委身给他，为要彰显他名的人。
David Platt has written a book entitled Radical.
在大卫伯特写的《狂热》的这本书里面。
Don't read this book.
不要读这本书。
You will become a radical.
你会变成一个狂热者。
Your life will be changed because you'll see that God can work through you in the most amazing ways.
你的生命会被改变，然后你会发现神的这个祝福是极其广大。
But if you're curious and you want to be truly a man and woman of God, read this book.
但是如果你真的是想要做一个神的好的仆人的话，就好好的把这本书读好。
This is what he says.
这本书里面这样说。
Has this to say about beginning at the end of ourselves?
他提到说，当人开始看见自己的尽头的时候，就会问。
Why would we ever want to settle for Christianity according to our own ability, or settle for a church according to our own resources?
为什么我们会满足于只能局限在自己有限的能力的基督教信仰里面，或是满足于只局限在自己有限的资源的教会里面？
The power of one who raised Jesus from the dead is living within us.
那是耶稣从死里复活的能力住在我们里面。
And as a result, we have no need to muster up our own might.
我们因此我们不需要想尽方法去挖掘我们自己的能力。
Our great need is to fall before the Lord Almighty day and night.
我们最大的需要是要在天父大能者面前天天来求他。
And we need to plead with him for the radical power in and through us.
我们需要求他在我们的里面体现他完全的能力。
Enable us to accomplish his glory.What we could not ever imagine in our own strength.
帮助我们来为他的荣耀成就那我们靠自己的能力无法想象所能成就的。
When we do this, we will discover that we were created for a purpose much greater than ourselves.
当我们如此做的时候，我们会发现我们被造的目的是高过我们自己的。
The kind of purpose that can only be accomplished through the power of His Spirit.
为要成就这个目的是要靠依靠灵里面的能力。
We need to plan on relying on the power of God.
我们需要学习来依靠神他的计划。
Joshua did it and we should too.
约书亚如此做，我们也应当如此行。
And thirdly, the performance of God.
最后我们来看一下神的成就，看他的作为。
First of all, the maneuvers.
第一个就是战术这一方面。
Verses 6 and 7.
在第六、第七节里面。
So Joshua the son of Nun called the priest and said to them, Take the ark of the covenant of the Lord and have seven priests carry trumpets in front of it.
嫩的儿子约书亚招了祭司来吩咐他们说你们抬起约柜来要有七个祭司拿七个羊角走在耶和华的约柜前。
And he ordered the people advance, march around the city with the armed guard going ahead of the ark of the Lord.
又对百姓说，你们前去绕城，带兵器的要走在耶和华的约柜前。
Imagine the scene as Joshua began to give orders to encircle the city of Jericho.
我们可以想象一下这一幕，当约书亚开始命令他们围耶利哥城的时候。
We have the Ark of the Covenant, we have the priests, we have the soldiers, all encircling a 9 or 10 acres of a city surrounded by a wall.
约柜、祭司和士兵要围绕9到10亩地的这个方圆耶利哥城的城墙。
I'm sure there was no need for hundreds of thousands of soldiers that Israel had to accomplish this conquest of Jericho.
我相信以色列人他们不需要成千上万的士兵来成功的攻下耶路撒冷。
The Lord who would one day feed 5,000 people and their families with 5 loaves and fishes.
我们的主只用五饼二鱼就喂饱了5000个男人和他们的家人。
The Lord who would one day walk on water.
我们的主曾经走在水面上。
Would here once again prove that He is God Almighty.
这就证明了他是全能的神。
God'sConquest of Jericho was seemingly foolish, but it worked.
神要攻下耶利哥城的计划看来似乎是很愚蠢，但是呢，它却是有果效的。
See, God's wisdom is far above ours.
神的智慧超过我们的智慧。
And he delights in using people and plans that seem foolish to the world.
他也乐意使用人和那被世界认为愚拙的计划。
We're going to read a kind of a long passage, 1 Corinthians 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 to 29.
我们先来看一下保罗在哥林多前书一章26到29节中所说的。
And as we read this passage, I wanted you to think about yourself and how God can use you to do miraculous things in this world.
当我们在读这段经文的时候，我希望大家能够思考神怎么样能够用你跟我来成就他的事工。
Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth.
弟兄们呢，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多。有尊贵的也不多。
But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things, the things that are not, to nullify the things that are.
神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有。
So that none,
无有的为要废掉那有的。
I know you had to take a breath there, I know. So that no one may boast before him.
使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。
The writer of Hebrews explains to us Hebrews 11:30 that by faith the walls of Jericho fell, and the people had marched around them for 7 days.
希伯来书的作者在11章30节里面如此解释，以色列人因着信围绕耶利哥城七日，城墙就倒塌了。
Whether it's Joshua with the trumpets,
不管是约书亚用羊角，
or Gideon with the torches and pictures,
或许是基甸用火把或者图片，
or young David with his sling,
还是大卫用机弦甩石。
God delights in using weakness and seemingly foolishness to defeat his enemies and glorify his name.
神乐意使用软弱的和看来似乎是愚拙的来击败他的敌人。
You and I may not capture a city.
你我或许不能像约书亚一样夺取一个城池。
But in our everyday lives, we face enemies and high walls that challenge us.
但是在我们的日常生活中，我们经常面对很高的城墙，给我们很大的挑战。
The only way that we can grow in our faith is to accept these new challenges and trust in God to give us the victory.
唯一让我们在信心中成长的是接受新的挑战，信靠神使我们得胜。
I quote here, do not pray for easy lives.
我在这里有菲利斯布劳克斯所说的话，他说祷告求神让你成为更好的男人或女人。
That's a long one. Do not pray for easy lives, said Phillips Brooks. Pray to be better men and women.
菲利斯布劳克斯说，祷告求神让我成为更好的男人或女人。
Do not pray for tasks equal to your powers. Pray for powers equal to your tasks.
不要祷告让你要成为要成就能够够得上你的能力，而要祷告你的能力要能应付你所要成就的。
Sometimes he has to explain exactly what I mean. and then we have to look at the massacre.
然后我们现在看下面一个关于杀戮。
When the trumpet sounded, the people shouted, and the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed, so every man charged straight in, and they took the city.
于是百姓呼喊祭司也吹角，百姓听见角声便大声呼喊。
And they devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with the sword every living thing in it, men and women, young and old, cattle, sheep and donkeys.
他们将城夺取，又将城中所有的不拘男女老少牛羊和驴都用刀杀尽。
The war that Israel fought was designated as Yahweh war.
以色列人的这场战争是被称为亚卫的战争。
The Hebrew word Hirim means that the city was entirely devoted to God.
希伯来文里面的 Hirim 这个字的意思是用这个城要完全的献给神。
This meant that everything was dedicated to the Lord. The people, the houses, the animals, and all the spoils of the war would be to God to do with whatever he pleased.
就是所有的一切都要献给主，包括房子、人、动物和所有的战利品。 他可以任凭他自己的喜好来决定怎么使用。
In this first victory in Canaan, Jericho was presented to God as the first fruits of the victories to come.
在迦南的这次的胜利，耶利哥城成为在后来许许多多得胜的战役中的第一个献给神出手的土产。
You see, ordinarily the soldiers would share in the spoils of the war.
通常士兵们会分享战利品的。
But not at Jericho, because everything here belonged to the Lord.
但在耶利哥城却不然，所有的都完全属于神。
Even the precious metals were put into his treasury.
即使是贵重的金属，全然要进入库存。
It disturbed some people that God commanded every living thing in Jericho to be killed.
有些人会因为神命令要杀尽在耶利哥城所有的活物而不安。
They ask, "Isn't our God a God of mercy?"
他们会问，说神不是一个有怜悯的神吗？
I mean, it's one thing for the enemy soldiers to kill one another, but why kill the women, the children, and even the animals?
敌人的士兵互相残杀是一回事，但是为什么要杀女人、小孩，甚至是动物呢？
In Deuteronomy chapter 20, God makes a distinction between attacking cities afar and attacking cities in Canaan where they would eventually live.
在生命记里面二十章告诉我们，神在攻击城市的时候，他让远处的城池和他们在迦南地要住城池中分别出来。
You see, the cities afar would be offered peace, and the people were then made subjects to the nation of Israel.
在远处的城市啊，以色列人会跟他们签和平条约，让他们为以色列人效劳。
And the cities in Canaan would and their people would be destroyed completely, and their cities would be burned.
但是在迦南地的城市和人民是要全部消灭的，城市要被毁掉的。
Why would they do this?
为什么呢？
For one thing, the civilization of Canaan was very wicked, and the people and God didn't want his people to be contaminated by their neighbors.
第一，在迦南的那些国家是很邪恶的，神不愿意他的子民被他们的邻居所玷污。
God put Israel in this world to be a channel of His blessing.
神要把以色列人放在这个世界，成为祝福的管道。
And His blessing included the coming Messiah.
他的祝福当中有包括神所应许的弥赛亚。
And as you know, Jesus came through the lineage of Abraham.
我们都知道，耶稣是从亚伯拉罕这个支派而出来的。
And their intermarriage with the Canaanites and Israel's always brought the worship of pagan gods and ultimately brought the discipline of God in their lives.
迦南人和以色列人的通婚从来都带进偶像的敬拜和神的责罚。
Secondly, the Canaanites were given every opportunity to repent.
第二，迦南人其实有机会可以，神有给他们机会可以认罪悔改。
And they chose to willfully sin against God Almighty.
但是他们执意要冒犯神。
And the people were a witness, his people were to be a witness to the people of the land.
神的子民向他们传扬神的信息。
But they chose to go on in their own sins and rejected the mercy of God.
但是他们选择继续犯罪而拒绝神的怜悯。
This is an important principle in the scriptures.
这在神的话语里面是一个很重要的原则。
God will not compromise with sin and the lies of people.
神是不会与人的罪妥协的。
Whether it be the people of the Old Testament or us today.
不管是在旧约里还是我们今天。
God will not tolerate sin.
神是不会容忍罪的。
Be sure, God says, your sins will find you out.
神曾经说过，要知道你们的罪必追上你们。
Moses wrote 3,500 years ago, and it is still true today.
摩西在3500年之前曾经写过，那今天其实还是适用的。
He says, our God is a consuming fire.
他说，我们的神乃是烈火。
In your life and mine, if we knowingly commit sin against God and His Word, be sure there will be consequences in this life.
如果在你和我的生命里，我们故意的犯罪，冒犯神和他的话语，要知道有一定会有后果的。
Don't we see these consequences all around us?
我们确实是看到在我们周围所有的这些所谓的罪的后果。
We see young people and older adults alike who have just been destroyed by their own sin in their lives.
我们看到年轻人跟成年人就是因为罪的缘故来使自己的生命毁灭的。
And God just allows the consequences of these sins to fall upon them and their families.
神会让这些罪的后果发生在他们跟他们的家人当中。
Our God is a God to be feared.
我们的神是需要敬畏的神。
But thankfully, he's also a God who reaches out in mercy, and we can see this in the life of Rahab.
那当然，我们也知道说神是一个怜悯的神，我们可以从拉合的生命里面看出神的怜悯。
We'll look at his mercy in verses 22 to 25.
我们来看看神的怜悯在22到25节里面。
And we're almost done.
我们快要结束了。
Okay? So just hang in there with me, okay? Verse 22 says, Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, go into the prostitute's house and bring her out and all who belong to her in accordance with your oath to her.
约书亚吩咐窥探地的两个人说，你们进那妓女的家，照着你们向她所起的誓，将那女人和她所有的都从那里带出来。
So the young men who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother and brothers and all who belonged to her, and brought out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel.
当探子的两个少年人就进去，将拉合与他的父母、弟兄和他所有的，并他一切的亲眷都带出来，安置在以色列的营外。
And they burned the whole city and everything in it, and they put the silver and the gold and articles of bronze and iron into the treasury of the Lord's house.
众人就用就用火将城和其中所有的焚烧了，唯有金子、银子和铜铁的器皿都放在耶和华殿的库中。
But Joshua spared Rahab, the prostitute, with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho, and she lives among the Israelites to this day.
约书亚却把妓女拉合与她父家并她所有的都救活了，因为她隐藏了约书亚所打发窥探耶利哥的使者，她就住在以色列人当中直到今日。
When I came to the Lord, I was just a little child, about 10 years old.
当我大概十岁还是小孩的时候，
I didn't ask for justice, I asked for mercy.
我跟神没有讨公平，我在跟神求怜悯。
You see, Rahab and her family were doomed to destruction and to death.
拉合和他家人原先是注定要被灭亡的。
But yet God offered her an opportunity to receive His mercy and His forgiveness.
但神给她机会，接受怜悯和饶恕。
Listen to what Saint Augustine said.
圣奥古斯丁曾经说过，
We count on God's mercy for our past mistakes.
我们可以为以前所犯的错依赖神的怜悯。
On God's love for our present needs.
但是为我们现今的需要，我们依靠神的爱。
And on God's sovereignty for our future.
为了我们的将来，依赖神的主权。
You see, Rahab serves as an example of an individual who was faced with a radical choice for or against submission to God.
拉合在做选择顺服神或拒绝神这件事上，给我们设立一个很好的榜样。
That fateful night, two conflicting kingdoms came and knocked on her door.
两国在征战当中那一天决定生死命运的晚上，就是神在，就是在神和迦南地的政治continue. Yeah.
You have Yahweh God knock on her door through the spies, and then we had the kingdom of this world knock on her door through those of the people of Jericho.
就是在神和迦南地的政治系统之间要做个选择的时候，探子来敲他家的家门。
And the same radical choice faces everyone, whatever, whenever, and however God is knocking on your door.
今天当神在何时何地用何种方法来敲你门的时候，
those who are willing to totally submit themselves to the Lord, they can be part of God's family, and they can enjoy the rest and salvation that comes through belonging to God.
我们所面对的是一样的选择，只有我们中间愿意将自己全然委身于主，这样的人才能进入神的家来享受，且因属神而得来安息和救恩。
If you're here today without Christ, you too have a choice.
如果今天你还没有选择接受耶稣为你救主的话，
you have a choice to resist the love and care of the God of heaven and earth, or to submit to Him.
你也有一个选择，你可以选择或者拒绝掌管天地神的爱和他的关心。
God is the only one who can take a sinful person like you and me and make them a child of God.
或者愿意顺服他， 神是唯一可以使你和我这样的罪人成为他儿女的。
I urge you today to place your trust, and with all my heart, I ask you to believe in this God of heaven and the earth.
今天我要恳求你，衷心的恳求你来依靠这位掌管天地的父神。
And I want you to remember this week that we stand in victory because God has given us the victory in our spiritual lives.
我也希望来提醒大家，今天我们这个礼拜，我们可以在神面前可以称得胜。
And when you think you can't, God says you can. Amen.
当你说我不能的时候，神说你能。
God will give us the victory because we are in Jesus Christ.
我们可以得胜，因为我们是在耶稣基督里。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, Lord, we just want to praise you today because, Lord, we are victorious in our Savior Jesus Christ.
天父，我们今天要赞美你，敬拜你，因为在基督里我们可以得胜。
Let us take this check of faith that we have and cash in on it.
今天我们可以拿这个我们的这个所生命的支票能够拿来兑现。
Let's ask God to take us, those who are so unworthy, and use us in extraordinary ways in His plan.
求主今天来用我们这些不配的人、没有能力的人来彰显你自己的荣耀。
And let's ask God to perform through us and in our lives in extraordinary ways, actual miracles in the people of lives that we work with.
求主来帮助我们，借着主你自己的能力在我们里面运行。来成就你自己的事工。
And let's trust that God will use our church and this community this coming fall to reach out and to save people for God's honor and glory.
求主在这个秋季的时辰来帮助我们来服侍我们这边社区把好的信息带给他们。
And as God has blessed us in the past, let's ask Him to do the same in the future.
神在以前怎么祝福我们，希望将来也一样的来祝福。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。